compared to Des Moines, Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, Sioux City, they're on what you call prospective pay set. They get paid by the number of people that have come to their hospital. And if the population is up, then they get more money. If it's down, they get less. You can't run a rural hospital unless you have certainty of income. So this guarantees 101% of cost so that they know that they're going to get it. So, like, as an example, most critical access hospitals can't have more than 25 beds. Some have less than 25 beds. But whatever it is, a lot of rural hospitals have, let's say, roughly 5, 6% occupancy of those beds. And so maybe they're going to have a pandemic and they have to fill up all the beds. But they don't have the income coming in regularly like the Des Moines hospitals would. So this guarantees that they can maintain an infrastructure.